two U.S. soldiers were killed today in Baghdad. Also in the Iraqi capital, gunmen abducted around 50 people from a meeting hall. The victims include members of Iraq's Olympic Committee. NPR's Jamie Terabay is in Baghdad. Hello, Jamie. Can you tell us more about the kidnapping?
It was in broad daylight in central Baghdad. The reports that we have say about 60 gunmen burst into the Olympic Committee's hall where they were having a meeting. The gunmen tied the hands of the guards and then made everyone else lie on the ground. And according to the reports that we've seen, a man in civilian clothes was walking amongst them, picking out who was to be taken and who wasn't. The witnesses say that the gunmen were wearing Interior Ministry uniforms, and this isn't the first time that this type of mass kidnapping has happened here. You know, not too long ago, about 50 employees of a security company were rounded up and forced into buses and driven away by gunmen. And only recently, there were two cases where Iraqi legislators with troops of bodyguards were also abducted. There isn't a clear reason why the Olympic Committee was targeted. The members are a mix of Shiite and Christian and Sunni, so it doesn't really seem to have any kind of sectarian motivation. But it's worth noting that other athletes and coaches have also been targeted. A tennis coach and two of his players were killed recently, and only a couple of days ago, the coach of Iraq's national wrestling team was murdered. And a couple of months before that, an Iraqi martial arts team was kidnapped. So, you know, this could be something targeting, athletes and coaches in particular.
Because of their high profile?
The tennis coach and the players were targeted ostensibly because they were wearing shorts, which meant that the people who attacked them were most likely to be Islamic fundamentalists.
While the kidnapping was happening, the Minister of Interior, Jawad al-Balani, was holding a press conference with Western reporters. What did he have to say about the abduction?
He was told that men in police uniforms led the abduction, and his response was, you know, there is no order from the Interior Ministry for such a thing to happen. And beyond saying that, he didn't really say very much. He said the Interior Ministry would work to find out who was responsible, but beyond that didn't really offer very much at all.
Now, last weekend, Shiite militiamen went on a rampage in a West Baghdad neighborhood, pulling Sunnis out of cars and houses and shooting them. Sunni leaders have said that Ministry of Interior security forces failed to stop that violence. Did al-Balani, who is from the main Shiite alliance in Iraq, did he say how he was dealing with Shiite militias?
He was asked repeatedly about what had happened in Sunni neighborhoods this past week, and he just ignored them. He defined the terrorists as al-Qaeda, Saddam loyalists, who are largely Sunni, but made absolutely no mention of Shiite militias. It wasn't reassuring at all for the Iraqis who are watching this and having to deal with the violence that happens here every day, especially since there'd been such high hopes from everyone when he first came into the job a month ago that he was going to be a vast improvement on his predecessor.
Wednesday will mark the 30th day of Baghdad's security crackdown, started last month to stop the overwhelming violence in the city. Has it made any difference?
Well, I spoke to Major General Bill Caldwell today. He's the U.S. military spokesman, and I asked him that question. He said that one of the main accomplishments of the plan so far has been the improved coordination between Iraq's defense and interior ministries. But having said that, Caldwell also admitted that the level of violence hasn't changed, that there are still attacks every day, and that there are still people being killed, almost exactly the same sort of numbers that were happening a month before this plan came into effect. And he said that the security plan still needed more work before it could, you know, begin to bring an end to the bloodshed that we see here every day.
NPR's Jamie Terabay in Baghdad. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.